What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Skyward Cast. I'm Joey, here with my co-host, Stubbin Cox.
This dude, Joey Craig. I'm going to tell you guys about Joey Craig in a minute. But before I tell you guys about how Joey Craig is the worst, now I have to scramble and find some rap lyrics to rap because Joey Craig, at the last minute, is like, hey, let's record. We'll talk about that in a second. Anyway, I got you stuck on the realness. We'll be the infamous. You heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped with warfare. Beware of the crime family who got enough shots to share. Now, do you know what that is from?
I do not, man. I don't listen to all this old rap. I listen to the newer stuff.
This episode should be called Joey Craig's the Worst. This show should be called Joey Craig's the Worst.
Always that is pulling from out this Mob dusty, Deep.
Mob Deep. Shook Ones, part two. That is literally the first verse.
Oh, I wasn't a fan of Mob Deep. Keep it 100 with you. That's, I'm keeping it totally honest. I probably listened to like two of their tracks. Maybe. Wait. What was that one that was like a real big hit in like early 2000s?
Quiet Storm.
Yes, that one. That was fire. Other than that, I heard some of their songs. But they
You've
were
heard
like
plenty
remixes,
of their songs.
Maybe.
You literally commented on one of their songs a few weeks ago that I was talking about.
What was that?
What was it called? Keep It Thorough.
See, I can't even tell you what that... Look, that name doesn't bring anything to my mind. I don't know any of their doggone music. Oh, man.
Joey Craig. Let me see if I can find the song.
Oh, no. Craig. Don't play it. You're going to get us a copyright strike.
This don't go on YouTube.
Yeah, it does. What are you talking about?
No, nobody listens on YouTube. They always come to the Twitters and stuff like that.
Sheesh. That's a shot.
What? Why is this on YouTube if we have no video? That makes almost no sense.
You know how many freaking videos I listen to, how many podcasts I listen to on YouTube?
Oh God. You are the worst, Joey Craig. Let me tell you folks about
I am not the freaking worst.
You are. Let me tell you folks about the legend that is Joey Craig. I sent a message to Joey Craig this morning at 9:29 AM.
When I wasn't on Twitter.
Hey. No. Don't even try that crap. I said, hey, are we recording? At 9:29 AM, I get a response at 5:38 PM. PM. Nope. Gift. It's a gift of nope. So I'm already working out when I see this gift. So I said, God. Okay, cool. I'm recording anyways in an hour. And I'm going to continue my workout. Joey Craig's response, I'm joking. Let's hit a short episode. Any topic ideas. This is what I have to deal with, folks.
Listen, man, I had uninstalled Twitter for the weekend. I've been unplugging from the Twitter drama lately.
Why
Selection
did you
time.
Twitter.
It's a lot of nonsense going. What'd you say?
Why did you uninstall Twitter?
I uninstalled Twitter for what I just said. Freaking election time drama.
Just
nothing,
don't go on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, just don't go on Twitter. I do it all the time.
You know how tempting that is? No. It's a problem, man. I got social media issues, so I just uninstall the crap. Otherwise, okay. I'm just gonna get bored and pick up my phone and be doing. So then I didn't get the message.
You are the worst. And he knows we record every day on this day. So you would think Joey Craig would check. Say, hey, let me see if Delvin then messaged me over on the Twitters about recording. No, Joey Craig doesn't check. Because Joey Craig is a jerk. And that's what Joey Craig does. Now I've been sitting, I'm sweating because I just got through finished working out because I'm trying to be healthy for once. And it's all because of Joey Craig. Thank you very much, Joey Craig. You're the worst. Also,
hey, man.
Check your Twitter DM. I sent you a video I want to talk about, which I think is quite funny.
All right, man. What is this crap?
This video at this point in time has 10 million views. Joey Craig, I'm assuming he's looking at the video. It's not a long video, by the way. It's only 26 seconds. And I'm going to describe to all the people on Twitter what the video, not Twitter, I'm saying Twitter, on the podcast what the video is. The video is a little girl who who's about to blow out her birthday cake, and her sister blows it out instead of her to be mean, gives this mean, like, little evil smirk, and the sister who was supposed to blow out the birthday cake snatched up by her hair. beat the brakes off of her.
That's what you get. You don't do that kind of bull crap.
So, when I played this video because I wanted to ask you. I know you have a sister, right?
Yeah. Many what sisters.
There you go. What was your relationship like with your sisters when you were growing up? Because we don't ever talk about Joy Craig.
Oh, no. Not a topic about me. No.
Oh, my God.
No. My relationship with my sisters, we were cool.
How many sisters do you have, by the way?
I have four sisters and like four brothers. Four.
So,
maybe?
So eight of y'all out there was nine of y'all together.
It's like I'm closer to some of them than more than others. You know what I'm saying? It's like some were like from previous relationships, my dad, and so I know some of them more than others. Anyway, so it's not like this big old huge family, and we're all, you know, no.
Well, that's fine. You got brothers and sisters. I have a small family, and I probably don't talk to. Well, I don't have a small family. I have a big family, but my like immediate family is just my brother and my sister. Mm-hmm. I don't think I talk to any of them. I talk to my brother more than anything, but I talk to my brother now because as we get older, he starts to realize, hey, my brother's actually a pretty cool guy. So he's starting to reach out to me and wanted to hang out and talk to me more, which I think is cool. We didn't have that relationship when I was younger. Because we kind of only went down our own path. Like, you know, my brother always kind of been that guy who's, I want to say straight edge in terms of like he always does things the right way, but he always has like a militant angle about him. Like, well, since he was a kid, he wanted to join the military. He wanted to become a police officer. That was his dream.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I was younger, as I was quiet, self-reserved. I got older and talked more, but I was always in tune with the streets, but not necessarily a street dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like all my friends were from the streets and stuff like that. So I would talk to them a lot. I would see some of the things they would do. I would hang around them. And I kind of adapted more to that, their behavior and stuff like that. Not to say I was doing a crime and stuff like that, but I related more to the street dudes than I did the dudes who weren't street. Because it's all, part of that plays up to the area we lived in. Another part of that also plays up to the fact that me and my brother have a 5-year age gap. Mm. So when I was 12, he was 17. He left when he was 17 to go to the military. So, you know, you got that 5-year age gap. It's a lot. Like a lot of things can happen from 12 to 17. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And those years he was gone, I kind of became my own man and learned about a lot of things, positive and negative, and had to do a lot of things on my own because he wasn't there. Even when he was there, it wasn't like he was defending me and stuff like that, like big brother. More like, yo, he did his thing, I did my thing, because I guess maybe because of the age gap.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm 40, that age gap doesn't necessarily seem so big. And I think also the podcast that I do helps with that because when he finally saw me, I was doing the podcast and saw I was serious about it, something clicked in him. I think it was probably him listening to episodes and seeing how good I was at podcasting and talking to people, then hearing like, you know, the episode where I talk about political issues and things like that and speak my mind. I think that gave him a certain level of respect for me. And a lot of my family members don't know that side of me. So it's kind of a thing where when people find out about that side of me, they want to talk to me more. But I almost feel like, oh, it's too late. You didn't want to get to know me when I was younger, or you didn't want to get to know me when you didn't think I was about shit. So why are you trying to get to know me now? And I think I kind of hold that resentment toward people. So I don't think I hang around people because of that. I'm always distant because, you know, my podcast is important to me. And I've kind of developed a little bit of name myself. I wouldn't say I'm big time and all like that. I would never be that arrogant to say that, but people know the podcast. I have a fan base. You know, people talk about the podcast and make inside jokes and stuff like that. You know, Mike Fowler memes are basically based off of the podcast I've been on, and they've blown up. But, you know, so it's like, now that people see that, people who don't know what podcasting is think there's this big monetary thing out there. And whereas before, when I would go to things like family reunions and stuff like that, people would ask me, where's my brother? Because he was a cop, he was in the military, he was in things like that. So, you know, they're like, oh, your brother's all this. You're just some guy. Now it's like, when people find out about the podcast, they ask, well, where's Delvin? Nah, Delvin don't want to fuck with y'all.
The way you're describing that, that kind of reminds me of how people used to react when folks used to say, oh, I'm going to be a YouTuber. And they'd be like, a YouTuber? You're going to try to make videos professionally? Like, how the heck is that going to work? Now you tell someone, oh, I'm going to be a YouTuber. They're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, because you've seen people like vlogging and become millionaires. And you know what I'm saying? You see where it can go now. So a lot of people really have to see it to believe it. So, I mean, I kind of understand it. People just don't really have the vision to really understand where things can go before they actually see someone take that path and be successful. So it's, you know.
Yeah, but even the thing with me is, it wasn't the fact that I told people like, hey, I want to be a podcast. It's the fact that they legit had no interest in me whatsoever. Like none. Except like, you know, I want to say my grandmother. She always had my back. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Maybe that's about it. I want to say my mom does, but my mom is a whole other story that I'll talk about. Not right now. I want to talk about her right now. Not saying that we have a bad relationship, but my mom is a person who was a single parent for most of her life. And she went trying to find that father figure for us. And I think that kind of wore on her. And not only that, I think that her trying to find a father figure for us played a part into her kind of having this kind of personality where she has to be around somebody and has to be almost needy in a sense where, like me, I'm self-sufficient. In terms of like, I could be by myself for years and not have a single problem with it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I, a lot of times, like to be left alone. I don't mind being left alone. I don't have a problem with it at all, whereas my mom and other family members, for that matter, are very needy. And they always have to like, hey, I kind of need you to do this, kind of need you to do that. I want to talk. I don't do that. Not to say I do it on my podcast, because it's different. It's almost different, because when you're recording and you're doing your podcasting, you're finding out about other people and you're hearing interesting stories.
Yeah.
And those stories kind of influence how the conversation goes. But a lot of times when you're talking to family members, it's not that. You're hearing them complain about things. You're hearing them rant and rave about things. And the thing that kind of drives me crazy about it myself is the fact that usually with people in my family particularly, I didn't want to make this a family episode, but usually people in my family specifically, it's more about their opinion and what they want than it's about an open conversation. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just rather not be in that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, Joey, talk about your family, because this whole conversation is supposed to be about your family. I end up talking about my family a little bit, so let's hear about you.
Man, I don't even, where was this even coming from? We started out on a video, and then
the whole point was it was two sisters bickering and arguing. So I want to know a little bit about your family, your relationship with your family. I was going to ask initially, did you ever have arguments and conversations like this with your family members over stuff like this when you were a kid?
Nah, we never really would cross boundaries like that. I thank God that never happened to me, man. But I had a really decent relationship with my brothers and sisters. Some of those okay. In some of the earlier years, me and one of my sisters, we were really cool. But earlier on, my brother, he's the oldest, but he's like 15 years older than me.
Wow.
So yeah, he had his own thing going on. You know, he was, you know, when I was a kid, you know, he had already been out there, had girlfriends, friends all out the house. You know what I'm saying? He'd been all around. So, you know, we didn't really have that relationship like that. You know, we started to talk more as I started to get older. Yeah, he wasn't around that much. I mean, I had a decent relationship with my sister. She's like 3 years older than me. So we were closer in age, and that really helped a lot. My other sister, my oldest, closest sister, when I was younger, we used to get into it all the time. It was just not a good deal. We clashed on like everything. Things got better. Now we're really cool, though.
Do you think it was an age difference? Do you think it was a culture difference? I think I have that a little bit with my sister in terms of, like, me and my sister probably doesn't have anything in common.
We didn't have anything in common. And plus, I don't know. We used to get into it a lot because she thought I was, like, spoiled, and it's like, oh, he's the youngest, and he always gets his way. It was that type of thing,
sibling rivalry,
that nonsense. And so that went on for a while,
it's kind of like this video then. It's 100% like this video, because the sister, going back to the video, one of the sisters clearly is the older sister, and it's the younger sister's birthday. And she sees the younger sister getting some shine. So to take the shine off the younger sister, instead of letting the sister enjoy her birthday and blow out her candle, she blows it out. And it kind of like makes this face like, fuck you.
We had issues. We never had anything like that. Thank God. Yeah, because that would have, the way we clashed back then, it would have been a really bad issue. But thankfully, it never.
So let me ask you this then. Do all your sisters, your brothers and sisters live in the same area? Do y'all live in Cali? Or is this something like where you all live in different areas?
We all used to live, forever. We always lived in the same city. For the last 10 years, we always lived in either on the same street or in the same apartment complex. Not everybody, but we all kind of stay close in the same area. You know what I'm saying? But now, people got older, people getting their own families, so we kind of broke off a little bit. But for whatever reason, a lot of my family, they once again live in the same apartment complex, but just in a different city. So now we're just kind of like split. So half of us live in the same apartment complex in one city, and then in another city, so we're close, but still.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Y'all like the, what's that cartoon show, Nick? The Casa Grandes, I think it's called. Like all the family lives in like an apartment complex.
I never seen it, man. But no, but I guess, kinda.
But it's good it's good that y'all live close to each other, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's weird, though, because like even though we're super, super close, or we were super close, it's like we could still go months without seeing part of the family. It's like we'll talk on the phone like we're in states apart or something, but it's like you're right down the street. It's weird.
Now I gotta ask you this, because now I just thought about this. If you have all these sisters, none of them have never tried to hook you up with a girl? That's never been a thing.
Last time somebody tried to hook me up, that was like high school. that's not really a thing. And the only reason it's not a thing is because that's just not something I would go for. Like, I don't want somebody, I don't want one of my sisters trying to hook me up.
What? Oh, well, I might as well tell this story for this podcast. This is going to be interesting. When I was in high school, college, man. My cousin, I'm not going to say her name, was just the feeder. Like, all of her friends, one way or another, I would end up dating or sleeping with.
Oh, wow.
That was the thing. it was wild. Like, I remember one time I was at my cousin's house, and it was it was interesting because she said she had to go somewhere because I think she had her son at the time. So her and her son went somewhere. She told her friend to stay there with me. And her friend proceeded to take me in her room because I think they were roommates at the time, if I remember correctly. And proceeded to give me a lap dance. And her friend was like a stripper at the time. And this was like a common occurrence for her, my cousin's friends, to want to sleep with me or commit sexual acts to me. Whether it was lap dances, blow jobs. It was so wild because there was never a situation where I was like hitting on them or anything like that. It was more or less like, well, all these same girls that my cousin's friends all found me attractive. And they all understood that each one of them found me attractive. So they kind of had this quiet understanding that we're going to try to fuck this guy.
Wow.
It was weird. It was really weird. Wasn't a bad thing whatsoever. but I'm just shocked because I would think if I would have sister, my sister's 5 years younger than me, so I wouldn't be trying to sleep with her friends. That's a negative. You know what I mean? But I would think if I had sisters older than me, I would think that would be a common occurrence too, where the sisters would probably like want to hook you up with their friend or things like that. Or, hey, you could date my brother or something like that. I'm surprised that none of your sisters ever really went at you like that. Because my cousins would stay not caring. My cousin was like, hey, yeah, you can date my cousin. I don't give a shit. He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, like legit. The only reason that hadn't happened is just because, yeah, I wouldn't allow that to happen. I just wasn't really down with that. No. I didn't want my sisters or anybody, any family, anywhere near any type of relationship that I would have. So it's like, no.
So now I got to ask you this. You didn't never find any of your sister's friends attractive?
I'm sure I did at some point, but nah. No. Nah. That just didn't happen.
Interesting.
Not really.
How? You're a fascinating guy, Joy Craig. So you having sisters, never found any of your sisters' friends cute enough to be like, yeah, I want to date her. I want to try something with her. Let's try my luck with her. You never thought that one time?
Not really.
Your sister must got some ugly friends.
My tastes are like very particular.
That's why you ducked that on the Fire Brigade episode, because you didn't want to tell us your particular taste. motherfucker, yeah, I know.
Hey, wait. Oh, you know what? That was probably partially it. But no, I don't. It's weird, right? Because it's like I know a lot of things that I don't want. It's like, you, of course, you'll know what you don't want when you see it. But it's like, I still don't know exactly. It's like, I know I have a certain taste. But I can't really, I couldn't describe to you what it is. So, I mean, even if you were to tell me, it's like, okay, well, what is your taste? Or ask me. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. It's like, because it comes in so many different forms, you know what I'm saying? And it changes with different people, you know? It depends on, you know, anyway, it's hard to explain.
Okay, before we go, because I got to go record this thing, because Joy fucked up the recording today. But...
we still got 15 minutes.
No, we don't. I got to record at 7. I can't be late. This is like a big interview with somebody, an actor.
Oh, okay. All right, we're good.
But before we go, this is what I'm going to do. I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to name 3 women, and I'm going to see would you date them or not if they weren't celebrities. Okay?
You say if they were what?
We're not celebrities. So we're taking out the celebrity factor of these women. They just So basically... The women I'm going to name are not the actual woman. They just look exactly like the woman. And may have a similar personality. Okay?
All right, good.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. Meg Thee Stallion. So if there was a girl, same age as you, looks a lot like Meg Thee Stallion, similar personality, would you date her?
Probably not.
Okay, interesting. Now I'm going to name one of my favorites. Jill Scott. Girl looks like Jill Scott, similar personality to Jill Scott. Would you date her?
Possibly.
Okay, we're getting somewhere now. Okay. Now I got to think of a third one. I'm going to give you an interesting one.
All right, go ahead.
But I'm gonna preface it. I'm going to give you two interesting ones. Looks like Candace Owens. But similar personality, but Democrat.
I don't care about no dang political party.
Well, you have to care about it with Candace Owens. I'm saying that
not
because
necessarily.
I'm
I mean,
okay, so you're gonna date a Trump supporter then? That's what I'm trying to. I'm not trying to jump around that. That's why I said Democrat. Because I don't think you were gonna be like, yeah, I date a Trump supporter. Well, if you want to leave it, we'll leave it to Candace Owens then. Would you date Candace Owens?
Candace Owens? No. I mean, nah. Nah, she's kind of obnoxious. And I mean, it's not really necessarily to do with her political party. I mean,
it has nothing to do with the blatant racism or the Trump support thing at all. It's just because she's obnoxious.
Yeah, I mean, she's about all that. But just based on what I've seen from her, that wouldn't be a possibility.
She has levels of that. Not necessarily. That's a whole other conversation for another day.
Yeah, I don't dig into it that deep.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day. All right, final girl. I'm going to give you one more girl besides after this one, because I keep thinking of girls in my head with different personalities.
Man, you give me some rough ones, man. I mean, other than Jill Scott, I mean.
Okay, Erykah Badu. Looks like Erykah Badu. Cooks like Erykah Badu. Personality similar to Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu in her prime.
I don't really know. I mean, well, you know what? No, I don't know. Erykah Badu is one of them chicks where it's like, after you've been hearing about the effect that she has on dudes, that's kind of a scary idea.
Oh, my God.
No, it's like the fact that some of these dudes, they end up with her and get hooked. That's, I don't know.
That Badu was a real thing, man.
I'm not trying to have any... All right. Nothing cast on me. I'm good. I don't know, man. I'm going to take a chance on that.
Final girl, then.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez? Nah.
So you wouldn't date Jennifer Lopez? A young girl who looks exactly like Jennifer Lopez. Same aspiration to be an actress, a dancer, stuff like that.
Like Selena days?
No, old Jennifer Lopez today, Joey. Of course, I'm talking about in their prime.
I mean, she still looks decent, you know? It's not,
I know that, but I'm referring to them in their prime age where they're similar, closer to your age, as opposed to them now. And it's not the person, to be clear. It is a person who is your age, who looks like them and has a similar personality. It's not necessarily that exact person.
I don't know. Maybe. Possibility. Okay.
So we got, out of the five women we named, we got two possibles. Jill Scott and Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, other than that, I mean, Meg Thee Stallion, visually, right, she's nice. She's real aggressive. She comes off mad aggressive. That's not appealing to me. So, what was the other one? Erykah Badu.
Yes, Erykah Badu.
She's, you know, her vibe is it's cool, but nah, I don't know. It's just not really that appealing to me.
Okay, and the third one was Candace Owens.
Candace Owens?
Yes. I gave you people from different, tried to give people from different backgrounds.
I mean, like, okay, look, Candace Owens, if she wasn't so obnoxious, like, visually, she's cool. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she just kind of comes off in a really bad way. So, I mean, nah, that wouldn't happen either. Yeah.
There you have it, folks. Joey Craig has given you a kind of idea.
I ain't really giving you anything.
You gave more than we knew. You gave a lot more than we knew.
And what does this solve, man?
Nothing.
Where are
we
now?
We're finding more about you. We're finding more about the type of women that you like, which is interesting. It's good to know that. Well, next episode, we can do me. You can ask me questions about women I like.
Sure. No, hey, maybe that'll be the next topic. We'll dig into that, ask the same questions.
Okay. All right, we gotta go because I gotta go record this guy. This can be really interesting.
Who are you interviewing, man?
His name is Brent Pope. He's an actor on a lot of TV shows.
Brent Pope.
They're pretty cool.
That sounds familiar.
Just Google him. You'll see all his credits.
All righty then. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this very, very short and kind of weird, awkward episode. Next one is going to be more organized. And
no, it's going to be more weird and awkward.
Hopefully not. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter if you're not already, at Skyward King. You follow Delvin at Delvin_Cox on Twitter. Any other plugs you want to throw in there, Delvin?
Nope. No time.
All right. Hey, thank you, everybody, for listening. We will talk to y'all later.
Peace.